Rain or shine, it's here to make you laugh. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast. And now your host, Kyle Ruff.
Skinny Turds, brought to you by Skinny Turds. Better than...
no turds at all.
Better than zero turds.
Because that's how you die.
That is. You can die from not shitting properly. That's what got Elvis.
Not today, yes.
He couldn't shit. They said they found 30 pounds of shit in him.
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the exact number, but it was like a wild poundage.
I mean, he's a big guy.
The poundage, that's good whiskey.
Isn't it?
We're having some whisk brought to you by...
Podcast is brought to you by Angel's Envy Finished Rye.
It's gone now. It's brought to you by this empty bottle of whiskey.
This is finished rye.
Yeah. It's not bad, actually. I'm not a big rye guy, and my.
In my mind, that's some good rye.
I'm glad I gave it a try.
I'll drink it till I die.
That'll happen if you don't shit.
Welcome to Steamboat Comedy Podcast, everybody.
We're back.
We're fucking doing it after another brief hiatus.
Yeah, just a brief hiatus this time.
A minor hiatus.
Everything's a hiatus when you think about it.
You know, all of life is just a hiatus until you die.
Yeah, it's a hiatus from death.
Yeah.
And honestly, that brings me comfort.
That makes me happy.
We're all just on it.
Just knowing I'm going to die. Hopefully soon.
Permanent hiatus.
Permanent hiatus.
Until you reach that permanent hiatus.
That's going to be the name of my memoir, Permanent Hiatus. My first special. Kyle Ruff. Permanent hiatus. And I just don't show up. Yeah. I just don't go.
It's a 50-minute long special of a blank stage.
I'm just an empty stage and people coughing in the audience.
Yeah. Until it's empty.
Oh, speaking of which, the Nick Schwartzen video. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
So this is kind of a Steamboat Comedy topic. For those oh, by the way, I'm Kyle Ruff. That's Matt Newland.
Thanks for checking it out.
Check it out.
Friend of the show. Check it
out. So if in nearby is like Vail Beaver Creek area.
Yeah.
Nick Schwartzen, friend of the show, Nick Schwartzen, big fan of him.
F of the S.
He did a show there in this theater and fucking bombed.
Yeah, people walked out and they kicked him off stage.
Oh my god, it was brutal. I saw two different videos of it. It was brutal.
Yeah, man, everyone has a bad night.
Yikes. Well, that's what he pretty, because a lot of people were like, oh my god, like, what's wrong with him? Does he need to go to rehab? And like 2 days later, he just posted on Instagram. He basically was like, hey guys, like, sorry. It was like booze and altitude and being tired got to me.
Yeah, he was fucked up. He wasn't on his game, obviously.
Something was not good because he couldn't finish a sentence.
Yeah,
he was on stage for about 10 minutes.
It was hard to watch.
It was brutal.
I didn't like watching it.
But he literally just posted, he's like, hey, oops, my bad. Also, all my shows are now sold out because now everybody wants to see if he's going to fuck up again.
Yeah.
So, like, could have just been a publicity stunt the way it's working out.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's Schwartzen style.
No, and that video, the way that video looked, that would be hard to fake.
Yeah, dude, like, he was eating shit.
He was bad.
He was eating shit. Everybody eats shit.
Everybody eats shit.
It made me feel good to see that.
It does kind of make you feel good as a performer to be like, oh yeah, they're all just people too, and they fuck up hard sometimes.
People are like, oh god, how could he not bring his A game? Because he's probably his fucking eighth show that week.
Probably.
Fucking high as shit.
And he finally was like one day like, you know what, I'm going to cut loose a little bit. And then he was at 8,000 feet and was like, oops.
Yeah, tried some new stuff, didn't work.
Didn't work out.
Seriously, Who Farted, his special is like one of my favorite specials though.
Oh yeah.
I fucking love Nick Schwartzen.
He's great.
His fucking, what's the bit about killing yourself with the like the t-shirt gun that they shoot?
Oh.
That's like the whole special. He goes, seriously, who farted? And then he kills himself. Like, well, don't go near him. That guy just killed himself. It's really bad.
I mean, his bit parts in Sandler's movies were all just the best. Like Grandma's Boy. That's forever and always will be a classic and the most quotable movie since fucking Anchorman, basically.
God, I just watched a movie. He was fucking in it. I can't remember what it was, though. So it's moot. The point is moot.
The point is moo.
And the point is also that anyone can have a bad night. Fuck.
As you're struggling to come up with something to say. I mean, I get it. It happens.
It's off. We're all going to have a bad night. I need some more fucking whiskey. Stat right now.
Yeah, I just thought that's because that happened basically right down the street from here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's worth mentioning. But we still, Nick, you're still welcome on the show anytime.
Anytime. Come on back.
Yeah, come on back.
Come back to the show.
For your third or fourth time, I can't keep track.
Yeah, he really got his start here at Steamboat Comedy.
I don't want to say we gave him everything he had, but we did a lot.
Sandler. And then us. It's like right there.
It's neck and neck as who's neck more like instrumental neck. In his career. Yeah.
Sandler, Steamboat Comedy.
Exactly.
Check it out. Sandler, also a friend of the show.
Thank you, Adam Sandler. Speaking of checking it out, our shows lately have been awesome. To those listening who came right to the shows, every of our last 3 weekends we've done have been like the biggest weekends we've ever done.
Yeah, dude. It's because we're really good at what we do and people are finally starting to notice.
People are starting to finally appreciate us.
But we don't give a shit. We just keep our head down and our nose to the fucking grindstone.
We are incredibly humble.
We're humble as shit and we come up with great jokes mm-hmm. just by being ourselves.
Just by being great guys.
People are finally open to that.
Yeah, a lot of people hate like good, honest people. You know what I mean? So they really hate us.
Yeah,
we're just good, hard-working, honest men.
Blue-collar comedians.
Blue-collar, we put on our boots one fucking foot at a time.
Have they ever done that? We should do like a blue-collar comedy. We should call it that.
Just blue-collar. I dipped on Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah. I'm just going to do that.
That's fine.
My granddaddy, which fucking dear, but dear, dear.
I'll be Jeff Foxworthy and Bill Engvall because they were the same guy.
They were. There's Ron White. It's really Ron White. Who was like the least redneck of all of them.
And who just was the funniest.
And is the best. And then Larry the Cable Guy, who's a fucking boner. And then Jeff Foxworthy, who's in charge.
Yeah.
And then Bill Engvall was there.
He was there. I want to be both of them. Bill Engvall and Jeff Foxworthy. And my catchphrase is going to be, you might be a redneck if you know this sign.
Here's your sign.
If here's your sign. Here's your sign that you might be a redneck. Boom, and I'm murdering.
Done.
Headlining Vegas.
And I'd be like, you kiss your kitchen, Freddy. You give your dude
that. That was a good accent.
You like that? That was yeah, pretty good, Larry. Dude, I think I'll get a good dinner.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, I'm the tow truck in the Cars movies.
I love
sure
that.
Sure am.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Dude,
everyone knows that classic Larry the Cable Guy bit.
I think I can name one joke from Larry the Cable Guy. And it was just... It was like, my cousin had two different size titties, and she entered the wet t-shirt contest. She got first and third.
That's a good joke.
And that's sure.
That's a good joke. It made me laugh.
That's a good 2002 joke.
Yeah. He also had a joke about Doom Buggies that I can't remember. But I just remember the way he said Doom Buggy.
I think I remember that, actually. It was at the end when they were, they do like a Q&A.
Oh, okay.
And someone asked him, he said, they were like, did you hear anything stupid lately? And he's like, yeah. He's like, my 98-year-old grandma died, and somebody asked me how she died.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was like, how do you think she was 98 years old? What do you think, she crashed her dune buggy?
That's a good bit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's a funny fucking bit. Dude, blue collar comedy changed the game.
It really
like
did. It was huge.
The first, like, one of my introductions into stand up comedy was those guys being that big.
It was one, like, especially for people our age, that was like one of the first ones to really like be big, like be a big like cultural thing.
Yeah, it was on Comedy Central every night.
Every night. It was, dude, Comedy Central was carried by a few things. That's one, South Park's another, and Chappelle's Show is another.
Yeah.
And then basically Key and Peele after that fell off, and then now Comedy Central is dead.
It's moot.
It is moo.
The point is moo.
The point is moo.
You're good. You're checking your volume.
I was. I just saw your line was flat, and I was like, if your mic cut out, I'll be fucking sad. But no,
I
it's
know,
just
dude. If my mic cut out, this show would suck, bro.
It would just be me? Yuck.
Dude, you had something happen to you on the mountain the other day. What happened to you?
Oh, God.
Kyle?
God damn it.
Kyle?
So here's the thing, guys.
Kyle, Jamie Lee,
friends,
Curtis Ruff.
That's
what
me. Thank
you.
It was a Freaky Friday, okay? Yes. And no, fucking, so here's the deal, gang. If you know me, you know I'm a fucking sick, rad skier.
Sick and rad.
Sick and rad. And I ski to work every fucking day. So if you're not familiar with the mountain or how ski resorts work.
What skiing is.
What skiing is. It's two planks of wood that you stand upon and you slide downhill due to gravity.
Gravity pulls you downhill and the snow allows you to slide.
To slide upon it without rolling and dying.
Yes, without going into the snow per se.
So now that we covered that.
Yes.
So there are
yes.
There's a group of people called Ski Patrol, which is a bunch of mall cops on skis.
Yeah.
And they like to feel real important. Well, some of them actually save people's lives. But most of them, some of them are like retired doctors. Most of them are douchebags.
Yeah, for sure.
Who have an authority complex.
Dude, if you're on Ski Patrol and instead of wearing goggles, you wear sunglasses.
Oh, that's how you know.
Go fuck yourself,
that's
you fucking
half
idiot.
Like, I got big sunglasses. I don't need goggles. Like, dude, shut up.
Wear some goggles.
Just get some goggles.
Fucking
what am I supposed to think? You're cool.
You need to look cool out there on Ski Patrol. That's like, we gotta look cool on this mountain.
Exactly, when we'll respect our authority.
Unless they're actively saving someone's life, I think they're all pieces of shit.
Yes, exactly. So that being said, shout out to Ski Patrol, friend of the show.
We do need to get a Ski Patroller on the show. Chat him up
and
a
just
bit.
Fucking tell him he's an asshole.
Yeah, dude. Do you get off?
Where do you get off saving people from tree wells, you fucking loser? No, but I've been, the thing about Ski Patrol too is that much like a shitty mall cop or a regular shitty cop, is they'll pull you over sometimes when you're skiing, which means they ski up next to you and they go wee wee wee, and they make you stop. And that's happened to me twice this season.
Yep, because you're fast.
Because I'm fucking sick as shit.
It's fast
and
as
I'm
fuck.
Fast as fuck. Well, the first time it was my first run of the season, my very first run of the season, I had these new skis, which are actually old skis, but I just got them tuned up and I haven't used them in like 8 years.
Yeah, dude.
And they're fast as shit, and I'm fast as shit. Great combo.
Fast squared. That's it. That's what they should have called Fast and the Furious 2.
Fast squared.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make more sense mathematically.
It would. Too fast, too furious. That's 4.
Yeah, that should be Fast and the Furious 4. Because you add it up. I mean, duh.
Anyway, you were skiing
first. I was skiing in these new skis. And they were slick as shit. And I was at the top of Heavenly Days, which is this big run under the gondola. And I kind of lost control for like a second. Like, kind of like, whoa. Kind of like had to like do the old windshield wipers. Like, whoa. And so I was like, I need to figure these skis out before I get too crazy. And so I cut from the left side where there were some people all the way over to the right side where there was nobody to get away from all these people. And then I was starting to do some turns and figured out, well, fucking wee, 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 Ski Patrol comes up. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was
he
like,
was Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, my cousin's titties.
My cousin's titties in the dean biggie.
Yeah, get off your dean biggie. And he's like, oh, you're going too fast. And I was like, sorry, man, these are new skis. And he was like, you went in a straight line for a straight line. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was just trying to get out of the way.
Yeah, I didn't do any jumps.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Yeah. I didn't put anyone in danger. And I was like, yeah, I did that on purpose to get away. And I was like, I was like, normally I'm a very good skier. And he was like, oh, well, it didn't look like it. And I was like, could have done without that comment. Thank
you,
sir.
About I fucking fight you in front of all your friends?
How about I beat your fucking ass?
Yeah, in front of get all your Ski Patrol friends together, and how about I kick your fucking ass,
how about I take all
dude?
These boots and I beat you to death with them?
Yeah, how would you like that?
How'd you like that, old man? He was an old man.
Oh, my God.
He probably would have beat the shit out of me. But so I was just like, whatever. I was like, here's my pass. They take a picture of your pass. And I was like, that's fine. I was like, you know what? If it makes you feel better, fine.
Yeah,
it's
like two pictures.
The only time that's, you know what? I'll take a selfie with you.
Yeah,
how about that?
Dude.
I'll even sign it.
Yeah, put it on Instagram. You might get a few likes,
you
idiot.
You might get a few likes, you fucking loser.
Steamboat
you know
comedy,
fuck
dumbass.
And I actually might have even told that story on a previous episode. I don't remember. But anyway,
nothing
I was like,
matters,
whatever.
Dude.
Doesn't matter. We're all going to die. And then the other day, I'm going to work, right? And I'm late for work, and it's like in the morning.
Would you say you were working for the weekend?
I was, because it was a Tuesday, so I was working hard for that weekend. Yeah.
Everybody was. Anyway,
everybody needs a new romance, you know. And so everyone needs a second chance too. Just continuing the song lyrics. So, anyways, I
don't know the song that well.
Oh well, I'll sing it for you later. So I'm skiing to work, and it's just like I'm in a hurry, and there's no one there, so I just go in a straight line. I just go in a straight line all the way down this hill. And I keep going. And there's some people stopped halfway through because they always do this on this big blue run high noon for some reason. They just stop halfway.
Yeah.
But they're just sitting there. And I see them. And they're looking at me. And I'm like, okay. So I just go past them. And then I go up to the lodge I work at. And I stop and I'm taking off my skis. And I turn around. And there's a fucking ski patroller.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, what's up, man? And I was like, hello.
Did he have goggles or glasses on?
I think he had goggles.
Okay. All right.
So it's, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
That's about it.
The other, the first old guy definitely had glasses on. But
he did?
He was actually, when he like pulled me over, he didn't even have like, he didn't even have glasses on. He was just like bare eyeing it.
Jesus, it's what are you dog. Trying to prove?
Yeah, I was like, what are you, out of your fucking mind?
Oh my God.
It's like, no wonder you can't see how fucking sick I am. Open your fucking windy eyes, bro.
You're blinded by the wind and the light.
I'm blinded by my fucking radical moves.
Wrapped up like a douche.
You know, like a rover in the night?
The rover in the night.
Yeah. Rover in the night.
Rover in the night. I'm Larry Keeper.
I'm Larry Keeper. And so, so he's just standing there.
Three titties.
And I'm like, hello. And he's like, hi, can I see your pass? And I'm like, okay. And so I just hand to him. I'm like instantly annoyed by his presence. I'm just trying to go to work. I take off my boots. And he's just standing there with my pass. And he's like, whatever he's doing with his phone, taking a picture of my pass, it takes him forever to do it.
His flashlight's on and shit because he's old.
Because he's a dumb idiot.
You're like, and I can't get the screen to unlock.
And after like 30 seconds of silence, I was just like, do you need something? And he was like, well, you're going a little fast. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to go to work. Like, I was very snippy. I was fucking not.
Yeah, dude.
Not you're being fucking, professional.
You're caring it up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude. I was like, I'd like to see your manager.
Yeah, I am on my way to work. Do you have a problem with that, sir?
Yeah, sir. I think I'm well within my rights to ski to work.
I think I want to see your pass.
And I was like, and then I was just like, yeah, I'm trying to go to work. And he's like, well, he's like, you can't ski that fast through a crowd. You're going to scare the guests. And I was like,
fuck the guests.
I didn't say anything, but I was just like, what are you fucking talking about? I think I just said, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, can I have my pass back? He gave it back to me. He's like, I'm going to say something to Scott. And so Scott,
friend of the show,
Scott Ladig, works with me, but he's not my boss because I am the boss.
Yeah.
We are co-bosses in this building. We both report to the higher up boss.
Boss squared.
And he's like, I'm going to tell you, Scott. And I was like, go for it. So I just go into the office. And then he comes in to find Scott, and, you know, he sees me. I'm in there putting on a fucking tie.
Yeah.
And
you're
he's like,
handsome.
Yeah, looking great.
Looking handsome and honest.
Yes, and like a great skier.
And like a hard worker.
And he's like, Scott, can I talk to you out here? And he pulls him out. And then Scott comes back, and he's like, let me see your hand. And he pulls out his hand, and he just goes like a little slap.
Slaps your hand. Yeah. Very sarcastically.
Yeah. And then we all laughed and called the ski patroller an asshole. And then went about our day.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I get a call after work. They called Scott and they suspended my pass for 2 days.
Hardcore, dude.
Yeah. Which was my 2 days off. And the last thing I do on my days off is go back to the fucking mountain. So I was like, I was like, fucking have a shot, dude. Like,
do it for 3 days. I'll take a 3-day weekend, bitch.
Yeah,
don't
right.
Give a fuck.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
It was fucking just fucking bad Santa. It's like, you think you can make my life any worse? Take a shot.
Who gives a fuck?
No, just like, what an idiot.
Well, I think what the pattern I'm sensing from both those stories
is that I'm fucking fast
is
as hell.
You don't turn.
Is that, dude, turning is fucking lame.
Both of them are like, you're going too straight.
Here's the deal.
Well, here's the deal. You're a very straight guy.
I'm a straight guy, and I prove it every day when I ski. Everyone I go by, they're like, man, I get that guy gets pussy.
Yeah, he gets a hella pussy because he's so straight.
And I don't even have to do it with fucking wannabe flashy sunglasses either.
Dude, I'm out there making too many turns.
That's why you never get
People
any
are
pussy,
like,
man.
He is so not straight,
he's
dude.
So gay.
I'm like, shut up,
I'm
bitch.
So gay, I can't even ski straight.
So, yeah, I think the theme is...
As I need to turn every once in a while.
You gotta turn.
Turning is so boring.
It's all the rather boring, isn't it?
Boring,
it's a
isn't
bit
it?
Boring for me, isn't it?
But there's no, like, the skier's code, there's a 7-point skier's code, international skier's code. None of them says you have to turn every X amount of feet.
No, not at all. You don't have to turn at all.
You don't. It just
These
says,
guys just
rule
like to,
one is stay in control. I'm in control, bitch.
They like to hear themselves talk.
They really do.
Bunch of fucking pussies, dude. Get a podcast if you want to hear yourself talk, dude.
If you want to be important, get a podcast that dozens and dozens of people listen
to. And then put it online.
Put it online. I bet you won't.
I bet they can't.
I bet they don't know how.
No. Here's my impression of a Ski Patrol podcast. Are
Let's
you
hear
ready?
It. Yeah.
I fucking pulled this guy over, and I was wearing sunglasses. And I went, like, sweet, sweet, dude. And he was going fast. So I was like, you're not skiing for 3 days, my baby.
Yeah, so you are grounded, mister.
So I grounded him, took a picture of his pass, dude, beat off to it later.
What?
Yeah, that's what they do.
They do that?
Yeah, that's what they do when they take
pictures. He didn't even send it anywhere. He just took the picture and just kept it for himself.
On his personal cell phone.
It was on his personal cell phone.
And then he looks at that while he's having sex with his wife so he can get there. He's like, I fucking...
Just holding it in front of his face. Yeah.
Oh, I fucking big dogged that guy earlier today. I'm about to get there.
He thought he was fast and I almost caught up with him.
And that's the Ski Patroller podcast.
That's the Ski Patroller podcast. You guys just heard it. If they come up with one, you don't even need to listen to it because we just did every episode.
You know also why Ski Patrollers can't have podcasts?
Why?
Because they're not smart enough to figure out how it works.
No, dude. You see these wires and stuff? They don't know how that
works.
They have
no idea where to plug wires in.
None. Probably stick them up their ass.
They can do CPR.
What, are you going to resuscitate this Focusrite right here? Yeah, didn't think
so. You can't mouth-to-mouth that thing. You
can't mouth-to-mouth that.
Unless it is dusty and you want to blow in the ports.
Yeah, kind of like an old Nintendo 64 cartridge.
Like an old game. Yeah. Like an old game.
They could probably do that because they certainly blow.
Yeah, dude. The thing about Ski Patrollers is that none of them know anything about dick.
They don't know shit about dick.
And I've had some run-ins with Ski Patrollers before, and they're always fucking lame.
Really?
Yeah, they don't get being cool. That's why they try to look like, ooh, I'm a cool guy in my red coat.
Right.
Fucking red coats.
Fucking red coats, dude. I thought we drove them out of this land, bro.
Fucking losers, dude. Go kiss the queen, you fucking assholes.
Right, go eat a crumpet, you fucking red coat.
Yeah, you fucking... British redneck.
Go, yeah.
Go get a fucking go get a life, dude. If you're on Ski Patrol, get a life.
Get a life.
Honestly, though, respect to all the Ski Patrollers.
I was gonna say they do actually do a lot to help me out on a daily basis. Sometimes.
Yeah, no, they're cool. They do like crowd control and shit when shit gets fucking wild. Yeah. Sometimes they shut lifts down, and that's fucking annoying. But you know, they do what they got to do.
Well, that's the lift mechanics. And they fucking suck.
And they can rot in hell for all
can fucking burn in hell. You know, everyone does a great job. Those two guys in particular, though, were fucking losers.
Yeah, it sounded like they were just trying to get you to turn. But honestly, fuck that.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah, dude, why?
I don't need to.
Why drive when you can fly, baby?
Just don't stand on the tracks when the train's coming, baby.
I had a fucking Michael Jordan shirt that said that when I was in middle school.
Why drive when you can
fly? Why drive when you can fly? And I was just like a white kid who was 5 foot tall.
And you're like, yeah.
Like, I'm never going to dunk a basketball in my whole life.
And I'm never going to drive.
I do drive, and I'm a good driver. What's the fastest you've ever driven? Fastest.
Fastest. I think I've hit 100.
You ever street race when you were a kid?
No.
Kyle?
No. No, I really haven't.
Pink slips?
I remember that. This is a funny moment for me. I remember when I got my first car, which was a...
You always remember your first.
I always remember your first.
Always gone way too quick.
And I might have even told stories about this car forever ago on the podcast. My first car was a 98 green Dodge Caravan, and it was the best.
And you got it brand new when you were 18.
Brand new... Very, very used. Yeah. It was so used. It was this funny car because you could tell when it was bought. Like, my dad bought it for me for $300. Okay?
That's a hell of a deal. That sounds like a bargain.
It was awesome. And you could tell when it was brand new. Like, it had all the bells and whistles for, like, shitty cars back then. Because it had a V6 in it. And it had, like, fucking... It was like... I would hit the gas at any point in time, I'd peel out. Because it weighed, like, 20 pounds and had this huge engine in it.
Yeah, dude.
And it also had, like, the bells and whistles at the time, which was, like, automatic back windows and shit, which was crazy.
Ripping shitties.
But it also was covered in dents, and if I turned too hard to my right, my driver's side door would fly open.
Hell yeah.
And if I turned too hard to my left, my sliding door would fly off the hinges.
That's pretty rad.
So it was, like, falling apart.
Yeah,
and we used to sneak out of my house in the middle of the night and go driving around and drink beers and shit when I was, like, 16. It was awesome. Then I got hit pulling out of my driveway, and it totaled it, which was sad. But I can't remember the point of this story. No,
I could see it going nowhere.
You could see it. No, the point of the story was when I got my first car, this fucking redneck kid that I knew, his name was Fat. We called him Fat Cramp. Yeah. There was two Cramp brothers, and there was Little Cramp and Fat Cramp. And Fat Cramp, he comes up to me, and he's like, oh, I heard you got a car. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I know what you did. First thing you did, you took it out to see how fast it could go, huh? And I was like, no. He's like, what? And I was like, it's like, no.
He's dead now.
He might be dead. Accident. Honestly, he might. I have no idea what he's doing with his life.
Well, we got to reach out to if Fat Cramp, if you're listening.
Fat Cramp. Tyler? Tyler Cramp. He was actually a pretty good dude. He was just a little fat. He wasn't even that fat, but he was fat enough where we called him fat.
Yeah, you know dude, you mean? Don't have to be that fat to get called fat.
In high school? Not, God, no, dude.
Not now.
I call everyone
not
fat.
Not if you're around me now.
I will body shame anyone.
Oh, I call everyone fat boys.
Yes, that's true.
Even if they're skinny.
We have a whole day dedicated to being fat boys.
Fat Cramp, write in if you have any problems or questions or you need any life advice or anything like that.
Actually, that would be great.
We'll help you out.
But for whatever reason, he was just like, you saw how fast you go. It's just like, I didn't even cross my mind. I was like, no.
You don't want to see how fast you can get going, bruh.
Bruh.
I did the Richard Petty driving school in Las Vegas.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you get up to, like 180?
145.
145?
That's still really fucking fast.
That's really fast.
Really fast,
but you
dude.
Do that shit and you have a lot more respect for NASCAR drivers.
Yeah, dude. Because
they go like 220.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
And there's 30 other cars on the track with them.
Yeah.
Right next to them. This one, yeah. You're just by yourself and there's a pacing car.
And you're terrified.
Yeah.
Did you get to actually drive it, though?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, really?
It was super dope.
Sick.
It was like the coolest fucking thing.
Was there like a dude in there who would like help you and like in case you were like,
No one was in the fucking car with me.
And you they let you go 145?
Big Daddy by himself, four fucking gears, and a heart full of gold.
And a
dude,
fucking cloud of dust.
And fucking stars in my goddamn eyes.
Damn.
And we let it fucking rip. And it was the coolest shit. And I could be a NASCAR driver if I wanted
you
to.
Think
that's
so?
Still in the back pocket.
I mean, it's always there.
My hand eye coordination's pretty top notch.
Yeah.
We could test it if you want, but we don't have to.
Just throw something in your face.
Speaking of hand-eye coordination, we've been watching Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah. we got to go over this, dude.
Yeah.
So we've had a project. So if you didn't know, the 8th.
You don't know what movies are.
You don't know what Mission Impossible is. It's a film series starring Thomas Cruise.
Sir Thomas De La Cruz.
De La Cruz.
Otherwise known as TC.
Dude, I wish he would give me presents on Christmas. I call him Santa Cruz.
Yeah, dude, because he is like Santa.
He just keeps giving me gifts every couple years.
Here's another Mission Impossible gift.
Sick ass movie.
Another Mission Impossible gift.
Here's another one. So the 8th one is about to come out, and I realized that I'd only seen like one or two of them.
Yeah.
And so in the last, 2 weeks, we've watched all 7 of them.
All of them.
So
I don't know if you're mathematicians, but that's one every 2 days.
So, starting from the top.
Yeah, so Mission Impossible 1.
Mission Impossible 1 was the first one as a spin-off TV show forever ago.
Classic.
And honestly, that one, especially compared to all the other ones, was a lot more of like a murder mystery spy thing.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
A heist thing. Like, there's a lot less like super crazy action.
Yeah, there's still some good action. What was this, 96, though? Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the iconic scene is where he breaks in and he's dangling from the top and he has to catch the sweat on his face.
He catches his own sweat. How'd they come up with that?
How'd
in
they
the
come
writer's
up with
room?
That?
It's like, oh, he's about to sweat and then he catches it.
Damn.
Because he's Tommy McCruise.
He's Thomas Primetime.
The first one was good. Yeah, yeah. It was a good amount of dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but then the second one.
The first one was also crazy, not to, before we jump ship, is just because they killed his whole crew, like, in the first 20
yeah.
minutes.
Like, because it was a TV show from, like, the 60s
yeah.
or 70s, and they had all the characters from the original show, and they're like, oh, we're going to see what they do. And in the first 20 minutes, they kill everyone but him.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa,
you're like,
that's
well,
fucking nuts.
What happened to Emilio? He got smashed in an elevator.
Spiked to the face,
he took an
dude.
Elevator to the face, dude.
So that was very cool.
That
Mission Impossible
cool.
1 still holds the fuck up,
that's
dude.
Still pretty good. Mission Impossible 2, though. Especially after seeing
oh
all of them.
God.
Mission Impossible 2 compared to 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is an acid trip.
A hot, steamy dump.
It's so weird.
It's terrible. So much Spanish guitar. An insane amount.
A lot of Spanish guitar.
Dude, Spanish guitar every 2 minutes, I would say.
And it's just like insane over-the-top action that doesn't, like, you're watching it and you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like, there's a guy who just charges him with a motorcycle with no weapons. And all he does is just kick the dude in the face off the motorcycle, so then now he has a motorcycle.
Yeah, they're like, get Tommy a motorcycle.
They're like, how do we get him a motorcycle? We'll just have some guy just run at him, and then he'll kick him in the face.
And then he gets the motorcycle.
And then he gets the motorcycle. And you're like, why couldn't he just find a motorcycle?
No way. He's got to kick some face.
He's got to kick face. But then that leads up to the final fight scene with the boss, where they're fighting on like a sand beach.
Oh, that dude's accent, the boss's accent's so shitty.
It's so, I don't even know what they're going
for.
Dude,
so much like Spanish.
It's like Spanish and Austrian at the same time.
Oh my God.
He's like, "Wir können hier dem ist Chris."
It is almost like a little bit of Scotland
in
there.
You're like, what is happening? And then
you should have killed me.
You should have killed me. I'm the leprechaun. You should have killed me.
Honestly, it's a pretty good movie now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, that last fight scene, it's like a mano-a-mano fight scene, and it's about 20 minutes too long.
Yeah.
And
it's fucking sick,
and
dude.
For a giant chunk of it, it's just Tom Cruise. You could tell that they were like, all right, Tom, I want you to just jump in the air in the most creative way possible, and we'll make it look like a kick to the face. And so he's just doing cartwheels and like 360s,
dude,
and
yeah,
540s and like front flips.
Not preserving his energy at
all. No, and all of it just ends up being a kick to the face somehow of that guy.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't die. No. And that's when somehow he just has a gun. He's like, he should have killed me. And then Tom Cruise just looks down and he has a gun.
There's just a gun at his feet.
And he just kicks it and it goes straight up in the air.
Catches it.
And he catches
falls
it
down.
In one fluid motion, falls down and like Matrix style fucking turns on and shoots the dude in the face.
He could have just fallen on the ground and grabbed the gun.
Yeah, the
kicked
it in
up,
the air.
Grabbed it, fell down.
Yeah, not only does it not make any sense.
Oh, it's a dog shit movie.
It's so stupid.
But the female lead in it, that
is
was
a
like,
total bad.
That was like the first boner I ever got.
Oh.
Dude, the crazy
thing. That's the last boner I got, dude.
You know what I mean? And I hope it's the one I see in heaven. I hope it's the boner I see in heaven.
Boner to end all boners.
Yeah. But I've seen that Mission Impossible more than any other one. Just because we used to watch it a bunch when I was like, it was cool as fuck
it was
when
like,
I was like 10, dude.
And it is like a primetime handsome Tom Cruise.
Oh, dude, PTTC.
PTTC.
Primetime Tom Cruise.
That's some I mean, it's pretty much PTTC from there on out, but he's very, it's the first one where he has long hair. And he looks super sexy with the long hair.
Yeah,
he's like rock climbing and shit.
Fucking rock climbing and his
all
pecs
sweaty.
Are magnificent.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
PTTC. I've seen that one so many times, and I hadn't seen it for like 4 years until we watched it again recently.
Right.
And I just remember, like, I thought it was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
When I was 10 years old, and the chick was so hot, and I was like, this movie's the fucking best.
Yes.
And he's like laying on the ground, and there's motorcycles flying over him. He's just shooting the motorcycle, and the guy's dying.
Yeah, he shoots through the motorcycle somehow and kills that guy.
Yeah, never fucking registered in my 10-year-old brain. Mm-mm. Until we watched it again. I was like, God, this movie is a fucking...
Yeah. If you're a fucking...
Hunk of diarrhea, dude.
Testosterone-filled 13-year-old boy, that is... PT.
PTTC.
Prime time.
But nowadays, it is a solid chunk of diarrhea.
Absolute poop. And then 3.
What do you think about 3?
3, I think 3 might be the best one.
It's so fucking good.
3 is a fucking very good movie. And
three
honestly,
is fucking rad.
It's Philip.
The Hoffmans.
PSH, dude. Philip Seymour Hoffman. PSH fucking
you couldn't
riffs
do that the other
shit.
Day.
I had to think about it again for a second. PSH.
PSH. You kept fucking up the acronym.
I was like, P-S? P-A-S? He's so good.
10% of our dialogues is in acronyms. Abbreviations.
Yeah.
Acronyms mean something, right?
Yeah.
Acronyms like RICE. Rest, ice, compress, elevate.
Yeah.
Here's an English lesson for you, folks.
Yeah.
PTTC. Is primetime Tommy Cruise.
If you're walking down the street and you hear somebody raving about PTTC, you're going to know what they're talking about.
PTTCNJ, dude. No joke.
It's not joking, dude. PT.
But PSH.
PSH. That's some PTPSH, bro.
Dude, MI3PSH.
He's so cold.
Woo.
He's just like, who's that girl? I'm going to kill her.
He's so intense,
I'm
going to
kill her, and I'm going to make her hurt real bad.
And the last thing she's going to see is me killing
is
you.
Is me killing you. Just so calm.
And it's...
Like, as he, like, is in, like, no position to negotiate, and he's just, like, so confident. He's like, I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to kill you.
He's so good. And
I don't want to, but I'm gonna.
Intense.
Yeah.
His eyes, like, water and shit.
Yeah, he's so good. And it's, like, it's got the action.
The fucking good,
It's
too.
Got the action. It's got, like, kind of, like, the plot twist thing.
Yeah.
And, like, everything you want. The comeback story at the end. He fucking dies and gets...
A lot of Tom Cruise running. He gets zapped to life.
Dude, he's his cardio... Dude,
we can rant and rave about TC all fucking day.
AFD.
All fucking day.
All fucking day.
All goddamn day.
AGDD.
Dude.
AGGD.
And he's in good shape all the time.
He still is.
We'll get to the latest one we just watched eventually, but he's fucking crazy.
And what's crazy, too, on top of that, is that, like, between the first and the second movie, there's, like, a 6-year gap. Between the second and the third movie, there's, like, an 8-year gap.
Yeah, yeah.
And then between the third and the fourth movie, there's, like, a 12-year gap.
And then he's like, we're going to do one every 2 years.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm making money.
Yeah, and I'm really good at making these fucking movies.
It turns out I'm still sick as shit.
Really. The thing about the third one that it bothers me, though, is when they put the brain chips in everybody, and then when they explode, their eyes shoot different ways like a chameleon.
Well, yeah.
That fucking freaks me
out.
Dude,
that was
still
intense.
Like, I can still see it in my head.
Yeah, that first, the blonde chick at the beginning, and he's like, God. Almost got her, and he's like, thank you, TC. Bah! And then her head fucking just splits open. You're like, whoa!
Yeah, dude. Let's go ahead and close those.
Yeah, ooh, I try to put them back together.
Dude, it's fucking shocking when you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
It's also crazy. It makes you realize, like, how, like, she's a hot blonde chick.
How quickly you can be not hot when your head explodes from the inside.
When your brain explodes and your eyes shoot different directions. You're like, oh, she's not hot anymore. God, dude.
What did I see in that chick?
I thought she was hot 10 seconds ago.
Happens just like that, man.
So if you can, try everything in your power to make sure your eyes don't go in different directions.
Yes. Don't get chameleoned out by a head exploding implant.
Honestly, if you want to look hot, don't have lazy eye.
That's brutal.
That's so brutal.
I've met some pretty girls with lazy eyes.
Yeah, me too.
So Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah, that was like the new age Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that was when we first come back to the new age. That's one where it starts with her breaking him out of the Russian prison, right?
Yeah, and he's throwing that rock against the fucking window, and it's like bouncing perfectly
and he's
back
like,
at him.
That's when he really the third one is when you start to be like, oh, he's like James Bond on fucking steroids, dude.
Yeah, he would kick
James
Bond's ass.
Doesn't have dick on Ethan Hunt, bro.
No, not a goddamn thing.
Not a goddamn thing. Ethan Hunt, like, speaks every language, and he knows everything.
Yeah.
And he always knows the plan, and he's a fucking superb athlete, and he can just fly planes.
Yeah, and his improv is fucking great, and also he has plans. Yep. I don't know, dude. James Bond is fucking sick as fuck, too. That's a real conversation that we could have.
Actually a solid point.
He's the cool. He got his nuts whipped in that one fucking Casino Royale, and that was sick.
Yeah, getting your nuts whipped is not easy.
No, it's fucking dope too that he was like, "I'm cool with this scene."
Yeah.
When they were pitching, Daniel Craig, pitching him that scene is like, "We're gonna fucking whip you in the nuts in a chair."
We're gonna,
like,
torture your balls with
he's
a
like,
rope.
All right.
And he's like, "All right, crikey, that sounds good."
Crikey, mate, let's do it.
Put whip another shrimp on the barbie and whip me nuts.
Go ahead and whip nuts. MI4 though. What are your thoughts?
So, let's see. I'm trying to remember who the bad guy is. So, that's the one where...
That's the one where he's, like,
he breaks
climbing
out of
the
Russian prison.
Skyscraper.
Yes.
With the glove, which is a fucking sick scene.
Which is crazy, because he actually... That's the other thing about PTTC, is that he actually does all his own stunts.
Dude, it makes it so cool.
And he's climbing on the outside of the tallest building in the world in Dubai.
Yeah.
Just free soloing it with sticky gloves.
It's so sick.
And it's fucking crazy.
That's such a cool scene. The movie itself is kind of hard to follow.
It's, yeah, well, it's like the...
MI4 was like, I was like, I don't know what the fuck's really going on.
It's like the bad guy and his henchmen are the same guy, and it's kind of obvious because they're like, who is he? And it's like, well, there's only one other guy.
Yeah.
It's got to be him, and it is.
There's like a sandstorm and shit. Action-wise, it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
The storyline, I was like, eh.
And then he drops the car at the end. To get to the bad guy.
Oh, my God. That is a wild fucking movie. There's a lot that goes on there,
but the sandstorms are crazy. He has to fight through sandstorms, which are a big part of Mission Impossible, it turns out. There's a couple sandstorms.
Dude,
it's a recurring character.
About two, three different sandstorms throughout the series.
Which is a great song, by the way.
Sandstorm?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the techno one? Jamie, will you play that song for 5 minutes?
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and play all of Sandstorm.
And dude, we're just going to kind of rock out for 5 minutes.
All right.
And we're back.
That was a great song.
MI4, fun.
Yeah.
Fun, but...
It starts to get a little more over the top than 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end, he like just gets in a car and just drives it off of a ledge and falls like 40 feet.
Yeah, big BMW.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's another recurring. The star of Mission Impossible series, next to Tom Cruise, is the BMW.
Yeah, all the BMWs.
Every
that they
single
blow
movie
up and beat the shit out of.
Yeah, they're the best cars in the world and the only cars in every country that they go to.
He just somehow finds himself driving a BMW.
A BMW.
James Bond's an Audi guy, right?
James Bond, well, he's I feel like he used to do BMWs.
He could have.
Aren't they British?
We'd have to ask Q.
Q. Pull that up, Q.
They made
Money Penny.
They made Q gay in the new James Bonds. What do you think about that?
Is he? Does it, so Q stands for queer? Is that what it is? He's
Kyle,
LGBTQ.
What do you think about that?
My first name is LGBT.
But
just
I go
call
by
me
my last initial.
Q.
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 Q, I need a car. Fuck.
James, you look stunning today. Yeah.
Shut
God
up.
Damn it. Just give me the exploding pen.
I know. We could bang later.
Yes. Don't tell anyone.
MI5.
MI5.
I have a hard time remembering what 5 is.
Let's see. What happens in 5? So
I think it starts with him on the plane.
No, 5 is where, it starts on the plane, and it's not really him. And then he gets the message, his, like, accept your mission message, but it's a trap.
Yeah. No, I thought that was 6.
No, that's... Yeah, no, that's 5.
That's 6.
No, that's 5.
The trap is 6 for sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it rolls right into 7. No,
no,
maybe I'm wrong.
No, it is. Okay. 5 is the one where he starts out, and because there's always a scene at the beginning where it's like, should you choose to accept this mission? And it's a trap.
Yeah.
From a mysterious bad guy, and he kills a nice, pretty young lady who's a big TC fam.
At least
which
her
is
eyes
sick.
Didn't fucking go.
At least they didn't.
But,
well, I mean,
Jesus.
We didn't really see. She got shot in the back of the head. They might have.
Thank God.
Yeah. So then he has to take down the Syndicate.
Yeah.
And the Syndicate is a group of bad guys that are a faction of MI6 that went rogue.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. And that's the first time we meet the one hot chick.
The blonde or
the mom from Dune.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my sweet angel.
She is a babe.
God.
And they go to the opera at the beginning. There's a big fight scene.
Yeah, that's a
in the opera
scene.
And they're up on the like rafters and they're fighting and somehow they don't fall off and they have a gun that's made out of a flute.
The flute gun.
I got to get me a flute gun.
Dude, if you have a flute gun, send it in and we're going to have it.
Please. Send it. Take a picture. Send it to steamboatcomedy@gmail.com and we will feature your flute gun on your very own episode. We'll even call it flute guns.
We'll shoot with it.
Yes.
I don't know what we're going to shoot, but we're going to shoot with
it. Fucking shoot somebody.
MI5, better than MI4, if I remember. I was just having a tough time.
That was the one
they're
where
all bleeding together.
They also have to go into the water tank to disable that one trap, which
that's a great scene.
It was very fucking, like, who has the security system where they just, everything is stored on weird drives
in a whirlpool.
Water pool tank.
And you better know which one it is.
You better know which one it is. And then he's like, oh, which one is it? Blah, 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 I'm drowning. And
then he
drowns. And then he gets pulled back to life.
Yeah, that one chick saves his ass.
She saves him, but then she's like, I'll betray you too.
Yeah, that's another theme is the chicks always betray in those
The chicks
movies.
Are always betraying. I mean, that's kind of a Bond thing too, though. You can't trust these hoes.
Yeah, that is what those movies are about, actually.
About
their overall theme.
Misogyny.
Misogyny.
And that's why we like him.
Honestly, Ethan Hunt's not nearly as misogynistic as James Bond.
No, you only really see him actively bork in...
The second movie.
In the second movie.
And that was just a one-off some chick he borks. It wasn't even the main chick.
No, it was the main chick.
He doesn't bork her right off the rip.
Yeah, he does, because he does the car chase, and then after the car chase, they just go and bork.
Ah, yeah, that's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
That actually might be
that
my
chick
favorite
is so hot.
Mission Impossible movie. Now that I'm rethinking about it, it might be. MI5, great stunts. The stunts from MI4 on are fucking so good.
It is. He just has to keep one-upping himself, dude.
Yeah, I think he like gets the idea for a stunt, and then he's like, we need to write a
movie
around
based
that.
Based around, like, what am I willing to do?
Yeah.
Like, how about I fucking climb a building free solo? And they're like, all right, we'll write a script for that.
Yeah, we can fill in the blanks.
How about we go to Dubai, and the one chick kicks another chick out the window?
Yeah, that chick's dope, too.
Yeah, that chick was dope.
She was short-lived. Did she end up dying?
No, she was just it only in that one.
Yeah, and then she's like, I'm out of here.
The rumor I heard, and I don't back me up.
Don't back me up. Don't back me up before you go.
Is that they the Church of Scientology kept trying to find new actresses for him to bang after he got divorced from Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
And so they just kept throwing him fresh meat with these actresses in every movie, and then he'd be like, I don't like that one, and then there'd just be a new one in the next movie.
And he's like, how about a guy?
Yeah, what's Q doing?
Yeah, let's get Q in here. I want the new female role to be a guy. PTTC.
He gets what he wants.
He does get what he wants.
So that was 5, and then he beats the Syndicate, obviously, and he does it by memorizing every single bank code in the world just off the riff.
Yeah.
He just like, looks at like a list of 40 bank codes and memorizes them all and then destroys them. And he's like, I have them all right here.
Goodwill hunting them.
He Goodwill hunting them.
Yeah, that's what you got to do sometimes.
And so he takes them down, takes down the syndicate. And then MI6 is the syndicate comes back.
Yeah, that
well,
one.
They have to
like,
get that guy back.
He's like, I got to break him out now.
Yeah, he works undercover for that chick who's like an arms dealer because they need to figure out who has the uranium.
Another hot blonde.
She's also very hot. And then he goes rogue on that one and breaks the dude out but keeps him for himself after he traps him in a box. That's how five ends. He traps him in a big old box.
Yeah, big box.
But somehow they're transporting him around, and so he goes to like he has to steal that guy out in order to get the uranium, and then they break him out.
What are the big stunts in six? That's really what I remember him by.
The big stunt in six. That's the one. So six is the one with Henry Cavill in it, Superman.
Oh yeah, and there's like a fucking 30-minute car scene.
There's a huge car scene, but also at the beginning they both parachute out.
Yeah.
And Henry Cavill's being all cocky and then fucking knocks himself out while he's parachuting. And Tom Cruise has to fucking float over and put his oxygen back on while they're falling to the ground. And then the guy gets up and like doesn't even remember it. And he's like, what took you so long? Or says some cocky ass shit. Yeah. He's like, fuck you, Henry Cavill. Like, and then it turns out Henry Cavill was the secret bad guy the whole time.
Which you kind of knew
which
because he was too handsome.
He's Superman, bro. Come on, get real.
Any guy that's too handsome in a movie you know is up to something.
If he's not the main character and he's really handsome, then he's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy. But might be the good guy.
What? Could be the
That's
good
when
guy.
Alec Baldwin's comes in, too. I think
no, Baldwin comes in
five.
Two before that. He gets killed in six.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fighting in the sewer when Henry Cavill's busts out and he fucking stabs him. And then they have the fight scene in the helicopters.
Oh, that's such a good fight.
That's what it is. It's Tom Cruise is flying a helicopter, chasing down another helicopter, and he goes to drop his payload on him to knock him out, but he misses.
Yeah.
And so then he has to basically fucking 9/11 him with one helicopter into the other helicopter, and then they're fighting on a cliff, and the end of
so
a cliff,
sick.
And Henry Cavill gets his face all lit on fire with hot motor oil.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. He's still handsome.
And he still
burn.
Looks, I'd still would smash.
Oh, for sure.
Henry Cavill's, dude, I'd take him with no head, bro.
Dude, burnt face Cavill.
Burnt face Cavill?
Dude, let's
a
go.
BFK, dude?
Burnt face Cavill, dude. Get in my bed, buddy.
Burnt rump in my bed. So and then, they save the world just in the nick of time from the nukes.
Yep.
And then Seven starts and finds out that they're fighting a rogue artificial intelligence.
Ooh, and I love it, dude.
That's the doomsday, dude.
I love it so much.
It's an AI that's taking over the world, and they're like, oh, we're all fucked. And then it's a hot race is who can control the AI. Because they're like, it's going to kill all of us, but everybody wants to take it down. But the first person who gets it is going to be able to control it, and then they're going to be the world's superpower.
Yeah,
and
they're going to control the world.
Yes.
That's literally like Seven is like, we want to control the
control
world.
Control the world.
Like Jesus, like Pinky in the Brain.
But TC, because he's such a good dude, because he's such a PTTC, he's like, no one's going to be in charge.
Not,
I'm going to take it down.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch, mister.
You stupid
you
heads.
Silly goose.
You fucking sexy bitch.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
I love the artificial intelligence angle.
Yes, because that is really like the big fucking. Because like a couple of them, the bad guy was kind of like in four. It was like he wants to kill the world, and you're like, why?
Yeah.
Doesn't he know he's in the world? Even in six too, it's kind of like you're just gonna nuke Earth like all over the place.
That's not cool.
It's like you're gonna die, and the guy's even like he's like ready to go down with the ship.
Yeah. Which never happens anymore.
Right? No, everyone's a coward.
You rarely see anyone go down with a ship anymore.
Right? No one kamikazes anymore.
No,
you know?
Dude, I miss the good old days when people were kamikazing.
Right?
I do.
But anyways, so that's a part one, part two. So that's Dead Reckoning part one.
Let's go.
And so it ends where TC has the keys.
Yeah.
To control it.
A lot of magic. A lot of sleight of hand.
Oh, that's the other thing is like now is he the smartest dude and he can speak all these languages and kick ass, but he does sleight of hand magic for funsies.
Sleight of hand magic
for
dude.
Funsies all the time.
Blew the roof off.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away by TC.
He first does that in three, when he argued with the one guy and he's like, "I would never give you the list or whatever the real hard drive was," and he's just like, "Where'd it go?"
Yeah, they're like, "Oh shit, where'd
it
go?"
The guy's like,
go?
"Fuck you," and he throws it down, and then he's like, "Yeah, he had the real one the whole time." I was just fucking with him.
Sleight of hand, what a dick.
So yeah, It's going to be the next one's going to be sick.
It's going to be fucking dope.
It doesn't come out until 2025, though.
It'll go by like that, dude.
It's going to be...
With how busy we are and how cool and honest we are.
Famous and honest and great guys
we are. Just like hardworking and shit. Like, we put everyone else before us.
Yeah, selfless, some might say.
Oh, my God. The most selfless dudes you've ever met. Friend of the show.
Yeah, so fucking... So
I
follow
have a
us.
Bunch of accents I want you to do, but I think we should save it for next episode.
Yeah, let's save that one because we've given these people have a lot to think about.
We've given them enough.
Everyone has to go watch Mission Impossible and tell us we're wrong. I challenge you. Tell
go ahead,
us
watch
wrong.
It and tell me that's not a PTTC.
If you can find a more PTTC than that,
you're not gonna.
I'll give you $100. You write me an email and say, Kyle, here's a clip of a more PTTC.
And if you send risky business, go fuck yourself.
Then
that is not PTTC.
Then you can take $100 and shove it up your own ass, Poindexter, because yeah. No way is that true.
PTTC.
PTTC.
Here's to PTTC. You barely even touched your whiskey, dude.
I was too busy ranting about how PTTC is, dude.
Just ranting and raging.
Just ranting, dude.
Dude, what an episode. Thanks for stopping by. We love you guys. We're fucking literally doing the coolest stuff you've ever seen. So
coolest shit. We got what's going on up soon. I'm going to be at the Front Range Funny Festival Friday and Sunday this weekend. And then we're coming back. Our next Schmigty show is with BK, Sherrod, and Elon Stribling. Basically a double
Boom,
headliner
baby.
Show. It's going to be fucking sick. Get your goddamn tickets. I'm dying of AIDS if I survive. Get your tickets soon because they keep fucking selling out on us.
Yeah. Sucks to suck, losers.
Oops. Oopsie doops.
Buy them while you can.
Get them while they're hot.
Buddies.
And
other than that, we'll just be sucking our own dicks pretty much.
Mostly.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to suck it.
Might as well be us.
Might as well be myself because I'm flexible. I can actually touch my face to my knees for the first time in my life. I'm not flexible now.
Yeah.
Just from stretching in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
Getting ready for prison.
Dude, can't wait to go.
Can't wait to go. Once they figure out how much taxes I haven't been paying with this business, going straight to jail.
I haven't signed anything.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. Have a good night.
Bye.
Check it out.
Rain or shine, it's here to make you laugh. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast. Podcast.